morning, everybody. I'm Dina Kurz, and I'm from the University of Michigan School of Public Health, and I wanted to speak to you this morning about collaborative work with Karen Watkins, who is my colleague at the University of Georgia School of Education. And it's the work that we did with local health departments in Michigan to look at whether the concept of learning organizations and modeling learning organizations for local health departments in Michigan would have an influence on their organizational capacity. First, I want to talk about what is a learning organization and why we're interested in this 1980s concept. I want to specifically talk to you about the tool that we used to survey four local health departments in Michigan, the dimensions of the learning organization questionnaire, talk about the study results, and to just reinforce what Rick was saying earlier about how leadership is so crucial and important in learning organizations as it is in this mentor-mentee program, and really it is the leader who becomes the key to change in organizational culture. The Michigan Public Health Training Center is one of 14 HRSA-funded training centers. They're located in accredited schools of public health across the country, and there are trainings that go on in 44 states and in distance learning across the country and actually even across the globe that are products of these training centers. Our mission is to strengthen workforce skills, and we have focused on the training of individuals in cross-cutting skills like program evaluation and budgeting and accounting and use of quantitative data, qualitative research methods, measuring health disparities, a whole range of different types of training. But what we began to start looking at in Michigan is what kind of impact were we making on organizational outcomes? And we had a consultant, Dale Brandenburg from Wayne State University, do focus groups as an evaluation with one local health department in Michigan who had put through a good percentage of their employees through our program evaluation class. And we found that there were very limited impact. There was very limited impact on organizations in terms of using the learning objectives of the program evaluation class and seeing how that was transferred into practice. So we started to try to understand why this was so. What were we running up against, and was there an avenue where we could start looking at the organization itself and what those barriers were, and in terms of our scope, try to influence what was happening. One of the other pieces in trying to understand what's happening in local health departments or in other public health organizations, because we don't only focus on governmental public health, is that the nature of work has really changed, and that our organizations are, to some degree, the way they're structured are legacies of our industrial era, so that we really have to think about innovations and changes within our organizations, including our local health departments, if we're going to be focusing on the way the unpredictability of the world, the need for a flexible, dynamic organizations, and putting all these pieces together that are not necessarily well coordinated or the responsibilities of a single program. So we went out really because we did not have the expertise within the training center, and found Karen Watkins and her colleague Victoria Marsick at who's at Columbia Teachers College, Columbia University Teachers College in New York. And we found the model of the learning organization that they had developed very practical and started to work with them to see how we could modify the dimensions of learning organization questionnaire for local health departments. And the model really speaks to this continuum of learning from individuals throughout the organization and how the organization connects with its environment. And I'll talk more about the seven dimensions, which are listed on the left-hand side of the slide, but we're really, the questionnaire actually focuses on each of these areas and asks employees questions about how well your organization is doing in each of these areas. So organizational learning, as defined by a lot of different folks, is the concept that there is a system-wide capacity to manage knowledge that will make a difference for the organization. And as Rick said, we're facing in this baby boomer generation, not only in governmental public health, in all facets of work, a huge exodus from the workforce. And this idea that we can encode knowledge in the organizational memory as opposed to within individuals in the organization would be a boon in the face of these huge impending retirements. And the other thing about organizational learning is that it is dynamic. It's not, okay, we've become a learning organization, we've got everything fixed in place, we know how to do this. We're having the ideas and the creation of information and knowledge continually interpreted by the individuals in the organization, but on behalf of the organization. So that's the basic concept of organizational learning. So the questionnaire itself is designed to assess the learning culture. And we're getting a snapshot when we administer the questionnaire, and we chose not to be statistically significant in that regard, but to go for, in some cases, 100% response rate from a local health department. So we asked everybody from the clerks on up to complete the questionnaire, and they were administered online. And while they were administered online, this is a shot from the paper copy to give you just an example of some of the questions. So at the individual level of learning, we're asking people to rate the accuracy of these statements in their organizations. So the first question would be, do people discuss mistakes openly in order to learn from them? Or in number six, people view problems in their work as an opportunity to learn. We asked folks to rate how accurate this was in their organizations. So to go over just quickly the attributes, at the individual level, we're looking at opportunities to create continuous learning and to promote dialogue and inquiry. At the team level, the promotion of collaboration and the empowerment of people to a collective vision. And this is particularly important in organizations that want or that want to develop a strategic plan. And how open is that process, and how are people engaged, and how much ownership is there throughout the organization of the collective vision? How collective is the vision really? And at the organizational level, we're talking about systems that capture and share learning, ways to connect the organization to its environment, and whether there is strategic leadership within the organization for learning. Okay, and so now we see the seven dimensions, and there is statistical correlation of these seven dimensions to the performance outcomes. We can think of knowledge performance as the creation of new ideas, new ways of working, that we look at financial performance as efficiency within an organization and mission performance as organizational effectiveness. And the system connections and embedded systems really do correlate very strongly with these performance outcomes, but there is correlation across all of the seven dimensions. So what did we learn in Michigan about local health departments? We're going to try and find out. Maybe not. Well, I guess it will remain a mystery. Ah, yes, okay, here. So the light blue line is the norming sample, which are not necessarily the best, it's not necessarily a like group to local health departments. But what we're looking at really is not necessarily the scores, and those are the means in each of the section. For each of the seven dimensions, there are about six or seven questions that relate, and then we calculate the means and plot them. But the interesting thing to look at really is the pattern of response, and in particular, the high and low scores. And you can see on the high level that providing leadership for learning and mission performance are really areas of strategic advantage for local health departments, at least these four local health departments. We're not sure that we can really generalize the results broadly to the state. And mission performance is really an advantage in public health in general, I think. People really feel like for all the frustrations that they experience in the work, the fact that they are working to do good or to improve population health is really an important asset that we have, and we need to recognize that, value it, and celebrate it. At the short end, we see that empowering people to a collective vision and knowledge performance were perhaps the lower scores in our survey results. Okay. We're going to be really patient here. Okay. We distributed 998 surveys. They were primarily offered online. One local health department needed paper copies. And they, in fact, were the outlier in terms of response rate. So the response rate would have been a lot higher if we looked at three. And you can see also the distribution, how people identified themselves as staff, and we feel like this is fairly consistent in a lot of the enumeration data in local health departments. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm moving along. And the basic difference in the results really were by years of service, that sometimes people who are in the system for less time really feel more positively about the organization. Okay, go, go, go. Can you try? Okay. So what are the next steps for individuals in the health department? We're working now with one of the local health departments who participated in the study, and they are actually sharing the data out with their management team, and a number of the others have done that as well. But we're really engaged in a process with them to identify specific issues. We're using techniques in action learning and continuous quality improvement to identify specific issues that they wish to address. Basically, you provide a snapshot with this Dimensions of Learning Organization questionnaire, and then the folks who provided you the data really have to own it, use it to make sense of what is actually going on in their organization, which they know about. And we have to think about implementing change, and if we look at the pain of moving this boulder, that can sometimes be reflective of how difficult it is to change within our organizations. And that's why we really need our leaders. They are the, there we go. They have to be the champions of change in the organization. Not what the change is, but that there is a willingness, a culture, an openness to change. That is definitely the top-down part of the process. If change is to be effective, then there has to be more of a grassroots engagement in that. And one of the reasons that we need to be really, as public health professionals, really interested in learning organizations is because in many ways the scope of our work has changed dramatically. Or I'm not sure that it's changed dramatically, but we've been given the opportunity to increase the breadth of our work. And in fact, we're managing change, we're addressing health equity, environmental justice, we're working in collaborative partnerships and working across disciplines. And that's why the whole concept of learning organizations is important to local public health. We've got to go back. So just in terms of that local public health department that we're working with, they've addressed the issue of more effective employee orientation, how to prevent burnout of good employees, and empowering the exploration and solutions of common problems across divisional areas, and then how to effectively communicate the rationale behind decisions throughout the organization. So that's become an important key. So I'm going to have to, I think, really blow through these slides, but basically, if we want to really take a learning organization perspective, we need to focus on the learning infrastructure, helping leaders to create a learning culture, and as Rick so clearly pointed out, really promoting managers as facilitators of learning. That's very much what a mentor program is like. So I think we can sort of go to the thank yous, maybe? I have 2 minutes. Okay, well, okay. I just have no sense of time. So here we see managers as facilitators or coach. The machine has a mind of its own, yeah? Okay, so in here, it really is moving by itself. We'll go back. I just want to go back to the point of leaders as facilitators of learning. And that what's really important there is not only empowering employees to really work on using their collective knowledge to figure out what the heck is going on, but also to model learning and to use mistakes as an opportunity for learning as opposed to retribution. That really becomes very important because in governmental cultures in general, the idea is we cover up our mistakes. We really don't use them as an opportunity to figure out. After action reviews can be fairly common in organization, but they end up pointing fingers at folks, and that does really not serve the organization's culture. I shouldn't say culture, the organization's performance. And so in changing that culture, that's really where we struggle with convincing leaders that this is a positive thing. It's kind of letting go a little bit, like the supervisors in Rick's example, wondering what were their employees doing talking to these other folks. Okay, you can try. Okay, I want to acknowledge, of course, my colleagues Karen Watkins and Judy Milton, John McKellar, and Ward Lindsay at the Genesee County Health Department. The funding for this project has come both through HRSA for the training center work and then for this specific dimensions of learning organization work from the CDC. I have copies of the presentation for afterwards, and I've provided some references and our contact information, and look forward to your questions. Thank you.